Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
And today we're bringing you our newbie lesson of the week, where we're talking about the famous or infamous iPod.
That's right. We're going to talk about MP3 players.
All right. We're so cool and hip. Maybe you're listening to us on your iPod, iPhone, MP3 player, MP4 player. I've even heard that there's an MP5 player now or something like this.
Okay. First of all, I don't even know what an MP4 is, and definitely not an MP5.
All right. So this lesson is right up Liliana's alley. But before we take a look at it, why don't you tell us what the keyword is?
The keyword is reproductor MP3.
Reproductor MP3. Okay, this sounds very strange, but this means MP3 player.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Reproductor, because it means reproducir, that it reproduces the MP3.
Okay.
So it's pretty logic.
Well, kind of, except I think in English it has a different connotation. To reproduce means to, you know, to...
No.
To like...
No. Okay, let's just listen to the dialogues.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Qué es esto?
Mi reproductor MP3. ¿Tú tienes un iPod?
Sí.
¿El pequeño?
No, ese es el shuffle. Tengo el iPod Touch con más de 2,000 canciones.
Second time.
¿Qué es esto?
Mi reproductor MP3. ¿Tú tienes un iPod?
Sí.
¿El pequeño?
No, ese es el shuffle. Tengo el iPod Touch con más de 2,000 canciones.
Third time.
¿Qué es esto?
Mi reproductor MP3. ¿Tú tienes un iPod?
Sí.
¿El pequeño?
No, ese es el shuffle. Tengo el iPod Touch con más de 2,000 canciones.
All right, we're back. So let's go with a translation of this dialogue.
¿Qué es esto?
What is this?
¿Qué es esto?
What is this?
¿Qué es esto? Mi reproductor MP3. ¿Tú tienes un iPod?
My MP3 player. Do you have an iPod?
Mi reproductor MP3. ¿Tú tienes un iPod?
My MP3 player. Do you have an iPod?
Mi reproductor MP3. ¿Tú tienes un iPod? Sí.
Yes.
Sí.
Yeah.
¿El pequeño?
The small one.
¿El pequeño?
The really small one.
¿El pequeño? No, ese es el shuffle. Tengo el iPod Touch con más de 2,000 canciones.
No, that's the shuffle. I have the iPod Touch with over 2,000 songs.
No, ese es el shuffle. Tengo el iPod Touch con más de 2,000 canciones.
No, that's the shuffle. I have the iPod Touch with over 2,000 songs.
No, ese es el shuffle. Tengo el iPod Touch con más de 2,000 canciones.
Okay, so we're talking about iPods, iPod Touch, whatever, all that techie stuff. But let's go back to the grammar of this dialogue and let's take a look at the first line.
¿Qué es esto?
Okay, very simple question and very useful as well when you're asking, what is this?
Yes, you can use it for every occasion. Like, what is this?
What is this?
Mm-hmm.
Food or a movie? What is this? What is this that we're watching?
Exactly.
Okay, so ¿qué means what? And here we have the verb ser. And we have ¿qué es esto? Esto is this.
Mm-hmm.
So basically we're saying, what is this thing that you have nearby? What if I wanted to say, what is that?
Eso.
¿Qué es eso?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so these are in the singular form. What is this? What is that?
¿Qué es esto? ¿Qué es eso?
Okay, very good. And then we're saying, well, it's my MP3 player.
Mi reproductor MP3.
Okay, so that's the proper way of saying MP3 player. Mm-hmm. Or I guess maybe in Spanish you can just say, it's my MP3.
Sí, mi MP3.
Mi MP3.
Or like they say in Spain, mi MP3.
Mi MP3.
Mi MP3.
Okay. And we're asking, do you have an iPod?
¿Tú tienes un iPod?
Okay, so there is no translation to iPod, as you see. but we're asking if you have one, and here we have the verb tener.
Mm-hmm. You have. Tú tienes.
Do you have an iPod? And obviously we have an iPod, but we want to know the size. We're saying the small one, the really small one?
El pequeño.
Okay, so here is an adjective.
Sí, pequeño, it means small. And as you can see, we don't repeat again iPod. Why? Because it's implied. So we don't have to say el iPod pequeño. We can just say el pequeño.
Now we're clarifying things. We're like, no, that's the shuffle.
No, ese es el shuffle.
Okay, so we're talking about the iPod shuffle, the really, really small one. So this is, again, why we're not really translating it. And then we go on to explain, saying that we have the iPod Touch.
Tengo el iPod Touch.
So again, we're using the verb tener. Uh-huh. Before we were asking, do you have, tienes un iPod? Now we're saying, I have, tengo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's in the first person there. And now we're giving more information, saying with more than 2,000 songs.
Con más de 2,000 canciones.
Okay, with over 2,000 songs. So when we say over or more than, we say
más de. For example, Marco tiene más de una novia.
No, I don't.
Just, oy, translate.
Okay, all right. Woo. Okay, so yeah, that's exactly the way that we say it. Now, we start the sentence with con, because we're saying with. We're adding on to the information that we're giving. Okay? And the last word, canciones, that's songs.
Canciones.
Okay.
And remember, like we said, like the name, you just say it more like Spanishy-like. Is that a word, Spanishy?
Yeah, because actually it's happened before. If you pronounce it correctly, they might not understand you.
Not only they don't understand you, they will make fun of you.
Yeah, they're like, oh, my iPod.
Exactly. Yeah. If you go like, so imagine you're in Latin America and you say, ¿Dónde está tu iPod? The people, they will be like, oh, sorry,
yeah,
iPod.
Well, actually, if you're a foreigner, if you're American or from any English-speaking country, they probably won't make fun of you.
Of course not.
But yeah, I mean, to anyone else, any Hispanic that pronounces words well, they probably make like, God, look at you, you speak English
exactly.
So well. Give it a kind of a Latin sound to these proper nouns, like iPod or shuffle.
Not shuffle. Shuffle.
Shuffle. Oh, shuffle. And iPod, you wouldn't say touch, you say?
Touch.
Touch.
Touch. T-O-C-H, right. Touch.
So this is also a class on pronouncing English words like a Spanish speaker. iPod touch. Let's take a look at the dialogue and we'll be back with some more examples.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Qué es esto?
Mi reproductor MP3. ¿Tú tienes un iPod?
Sí.
¿El pequeño?
No, ese es el shuffle. Tengo el iPod Touch con más de 2,000 canciones.
Second time.
¿Qué es esto?
Mi reproductor MP3. ¿Tú tienes un iPod?
Sí.
¿El pequeño?
No, ese es el shuffle. Tengo el iPod Touch con más de 2,000 canciones.
Third time.
¿Qué es esto?
Mi reproductor MP3. ¿Tú tienes un iPod?
Sí.
¿El pequeño?
No, ese es el shuffle. Tengo el iPod Touch con más de 2,000 canciones.
All right, so talking about producing proper nouns like this that we don't really have translations for because, they, you know, they're brands or they're models.
Yeah, you cannot say, oh, voy a comprar un iPhone de manzana.
From Apple.
Yeah, you're not going to say manzana, right?
Okay, so for example, how would you pronounce blackberry?
Blackberry.
Blackberry. Yeah, you pronounce the double R, see that? Blackberry.
Sí.
Now, for example, Facebook, that's a popular one.
Oh, well, in places like Spain, they say libro cara.
Yeah, I've heard this. We make fun of it, though. We say cara libro.
Cara libro or libro cara. No, it's cara libro. You're right. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I wouldn't really translate it.
No, it's... I always say en el face.
En el face, Facebook.
En el Facebook.
What is another brand or something that sounds kind of funny in Spanish when you pronounce it properly?
Twitter.
Oh, Twitter.
Twitter is not Twitter, it's Twitter.
So how do you say I'm going to tweet?
Voy a tuitear.
Voy a tuitear. What about Google?
Googlear.
Googlear.
Google. Googlea.
I've heard people say Google.
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 O YouTube.
YouTube.
YouTube. That's okay. My favorite. YouTube.
So, actually, it may sound funny, it may sound like we're making fun, but it's the way that most Hispanics will pronounce things. And as I said, you may find it that if you go to a store and you ask for an iPod, they might not really understand you until you say iPod Touch.
Exactly.
Seriously, it's happened to me before.
No, it's true. It's true. It happens a lot, actually. But it's also, it happens the other way that us, you know, Hispanics, we cannot say iPod. Like, it's so weird. Like, mommy, dame a Sunny Delight.
Sunny Delight.
Yeah. I remember watching
you had a commercial of
commercial.
Sunny Delight. Really?
Yeah. And they would say, like, Sunny Delight, and we will make so much fun about
it. Oh, so they pronounce it properly in the commercial.
Yeah.
Like, that's too hard.
That's stupid. The guy that did that marketing campaign had no idea.
Yeah, that's too hard.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Although, we do have Tang, and we just say Tang.
Oh, that's the best. You see, did you say that? I didn't know what it was until you said it in Spanish.
Really?
No idea how you pronounce it. I always say Tang.
Tang.
That's funny.
See, there you go. Clear example.
Also Gatorade.
Gatorade. Gatorade. Yeah, this is another common one. If you go to a store and you ask for Gatorade, they might not get it unless you say Gatorade.
Yeah, Gatorade.
Yeah. See, many examples. So if you have any other examples that maybe you want to share with us or any funny stories about this, you can visit our website, SpanishPod.com. And of course, if you have any questions about the lessons, you can also ask on our website.
We'll see you then.
All right, bye.
Bye.